Hi, everybody. This is Len Wright from The Manifestation. I've got my partner on, one of my partners on with me, Glenn Brubaker. And I want to start this evening off with thanking Dr. Pat for allowing us to be able to host the show tonight. She is unavailable, and I believe she's actually in the air flying right now. And so she was unable to be able to host the call tonight, the show tonight. And so she asked my partner and myself to be able to do so. So we're really thrilled and excited about spending the next hour with you talking about a project that's really close to our hearts, the manifest-station.com, which is an enlightened internet TV channel dedicated to prosperity consciousness, enlightenment, wisdom, and universal teachings and laws. So if, without further ado, I'd like to be able to introduce my partner, Glenn, as well, so that he can have a few words. And maybe we'll just explain a little bit about who we are and what the manifestation is, and then go into some really interesting subjects to be able to discuss tonight, like faith, for instance, stepping out of your comfort zone and walking forward with your passion. And also, we'd love to be able to entertain some callers tonight as well. So if you do have questions or want to be able to discuss, we're totally open as well. So, Glenn, take it away.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. And good evening, everybody. I'm right along with Len. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here and to be connecting with everybody who might be out there listening right now. And, yeah, definitely. I mean, this project has shown us, like, opened up so many doors for learning and gaining new wisdom. We have this, we have a pretty amazing opportunity in that we get to connect with some of the world's most preeminent thinkers and spiritual leaders. So with that, we've certainly had a just fantastic time meeting with really, really interesting people and learning greatly about ourselves, and we really wanted to have the opportunity to contact you out there and talk about our experiences, and how it is we've gotten to the place that we're at right now, coming from where we were only a short year ago.
Yeah, and I might add, Glenn, that we're not out of the ordinary type guys here. You know, along with our partner Ryan Bloom, who's the third brother in this, we really just have stepped out. We had an idea earlier this year in January, and from that idea, we stepped out and continued walking, most of the time without the house, eh, Glenn?
Definitely.
It's been a real, you've heard of the word cake or the term cakewalk. Well, I refer to it as a faith walk. And it's really that every single day we're stepping out and realizing our passions and our dreams through a vehicle that came directly from a thought. And as we, most of the listeners out tonight will also agree with us, you know, our thoughts are things, and that we manifest from our thoughts our reality around us. And so instead of turning back, we decided to move forward. And as a greater way of serving humanity, offering all of these teachings in a free access internet TV channel called themanifest-station.com. And I want everybody to be able to, if they're near their computers at all, to be able to go there and check it out. It's www.themanifest, all one word, -station.com. And so you can hopefully read through, and as we're discussing what we've done and how we've built this by utilizing the laws and universal principles, as well as, the faith within what we're building. We don't really have, the normal so-called lives, eh, Glenn?
No, not anymore, by any stretch of the imagination. And definitely, this is certainly a show for anybody out there who is in the position where they think they're just maybe just a regular Joe or regular Janet or regular Sue or regular Mary, they think that possibly there's something else out there for them, that can help them move themselves towards a greater version of themselves.
Exactly.
And boy, that's exactly where I started off about a year ago. And right now, following the laws and the principles, and really, you know, delving into creating my reality to suit what it was that I believed that I wanted it to look like. And here we are. The result is, you know, I've gone now from really, you know, ultimately a number of years ago in a very undesirable life situation, I guess you would say, and you know, broke, pretty much bankrupt. So many instances in my life where I was exploring, you know, what it was that I didn't want to happen, and here I am now, you know, as living proof. When I began really delving into seeking within, and trying to figure out exactly who it was that I was and how I was to empower myself, a lot of my friends were really, you know, looking at me like I was a nutcase, and I basically said to them, you know, believe what you want, but use me as an example, and as your test case, and you know, here I am now. I have all the time in the world to spend with my kids. I have a job that I absolutely adore. I spend my time as I wish, and usually that is with if it's not with my family, then it's working on something that I absolutely love. So, you know, the transformational process that's occurred as a result of going within has really, really put me in a position now where I'm just, you know, I'm loving every second of the day and focusing my every second of the day on making sure that what it is that I'm doing or thinking at that moment is moving me toward the greater version of myself.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of listeners out there may be saying, you know, and I'm saying this because of the fact is what I used to say is, well, yeah, that's fine for you. You know, you obviously have the talent or the skill or whatever the situation is to be able to make that happen. And you mentioned going within. Wayne Dyer always says, you know, if you don't go within, you go without. And it is the difference, really, that makes the difference. I've had a very similar life where, you know, I've done every job I can possibly imagine, from, you know, cleaning to marketing to sales to everything in between, looking for that so-called right position that makes me feel fulfilled inside and sparks that passion, so that you get up and you actually look forward to doing what you're going to do during that day. And they call it the American dream, but really it is being on purpose, and it is the feeling of fulfillment is the feeling of serving. And so if you can look for something in your life, a way to be able to serve, to give back to humanity, to serve the greater good, and to follow your bliss doing so, you know, not that there won't be contrast, but you'll be able to stick with it so much more because it is your passion. It's you're serving. You're getting so much more out of it. And the universe always will conspire to be able to make sure that your life is so much greater of an experience than what you had hoped for, if you do plan your life that way, if you serve, if you step out. And really, out of the comfort zone is the only way to really live. It's the aliveness that most people are looking for. But unfortunately, and what I want to talk about a little bit with you, Glenn, too, is the fear into faith type of thing, right, where you're, you know, fear of the unknown and out of the comfort zone. We really are living out of our comfort zone every day.
Oh, without question. And you know what? That brings up a great point. Maybe you can just delve into, and I know that we're on the radio. This isn't a normal conversation, Len. But if you want to delve a little bit into your background in terms of stepping out of your comfort zone, I mean, if you so desire, there was.
Yeah.
definitely a leap of faith and stepping out of your comfort zone.
Well, and you know,
coming from your background,
the funny thing is that's what goes off in my mind. I wonder, which part of my life you're talking about, because there's many, many parts where I've done that. I mean, I guess I was raised in a very tight-knit religious community.
What I'm talking about.
I was raised as one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and as many of you will know, it's a very tight-knit religious community that is based a lot on fear and guilt and judgment in so many ways as religions, and I'm not downplaying that because they have many positive aspects as well. But the thinking, the perspective that they have, that they are the only ones, is something that weighed on my mind for a long, long time and began my spiritual journey when I was really young. I mean, I was talking to someone today and I mentioned it's funny, as a child, because my family was older, I was raised in an atmosphere where death was a normal thing. We had cousins and aunts and uncles and everything else dying quite readily and getting smaller as a family. So even back then, I was questioning life's biggest questions, even as a child. And growing up in that spiritual community gave me a backing of Christianity, of the Bible, of more fundamentalism, and how that worked. And as I was gained into my late 20s, my wife and I both decided at the same time, which is unreal to begin with, that was really not the path that we chose anymore. And by making that decision and stepping out, both sides of our family had decided at the time, this was a couple of years ago actually, that they didn't want to do anything with us anymore and have us in their life just because of the fact of belief. So beliefs are a very, 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 very powerful and strong thing. But what we have to realize is a belief is just something, it's just a thought that we continually think over and over and over again. It becomes more strong and more solidified by the energy that we give it. But we really have to make sure that we question those because, you know, there was a time that people thought the earth was flat. And many, many, many other beliefs along the way that at one time were solid in people's minds, that as information was gained more and more, other perspectives were entertained and proven right. And we can see that over and over again. So we have to be careful not to get caught up in our own rhetoric, not to get caught up in our own thinking patterns. And so for my wife and I, for my little family, it's been a real interesting journey because we really started our life all over again a couple of years ago. Fresh start, new friends, no family, and just moving forward with the things that made us have a fire inside of ourselves and a passion. And that was really more of along the lines of the new thought spirituality and the ideas that we are all one, love is the only thing, and that fear and contrast, although they may exist at times, can be overrun by faith and a trusting in the process of life and the experience that we're having. So for us, it's been a real journey, and really, I feel like we're just starting. Hey, would that be a caller?
I think too. Do we want to take a call right now?
Why not?
Why not?
Michael?
Sure.
I think that actually you're exactly right, but it's not exactly right. It's sort of what the Tibetan Buddhists did, and their country got destroyed. There are all these big and evil dark forces out there, and they're very threatening. If you research them, you'll find out they're there. But on the other hand, life is a creation of consciousness, and we need to exclude them all from our group consciousness.
Well, and so we
all have to have our own prosperity.
Right, and the thing is, too, caller, is the fact that without the contrast, that so-called, what some people may call dark energies, without that contrast, we wouldn't know what good felt like. We wouldn't know what the good was. Without so-called failing, which I don't really believe there is a failure if you keep trying, but without that black, there is no white. You would not know open space without a confined space.
If you think of a kid in kindergarten?
Pardon me?
And they draw a picture? Well, every one of us would say that is a childish picture. Well, let's just put it, let's just look at it this way. We have to grow up, and then we have to let go of our childish ways. But on the other hand, we can't release our creation, because now we can create masterpieces. So evil is just the darkness that refuses to move into the greater beauty.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is as I was mentioning, too, everybody has a perspective on their own experience of life. I do believe, and Glenn also on the call here, believe we create our own realities. As we're talking about, for instance, with what we're doing with the manifestation. And have you had a chance to be able to check out the channel at all?
Well, we create our own reality within that reality. And since we're pretty still all grouped up.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, Glenn, if you want to explain a little bit more about your background as well, thank you, caller. We appreciate your time. Have a great evening.
Right on. Yeah, I'll delve into my background just a little bit for sure.
Yeah.
And we are talking about faith and what that looks like for us in our journey through stepping out and building something that we truly believe in. I'll step back into my past a little bit. I was born and raised an atheist, so very different from you, Len.
Yeah.
Very, very different upbringing. I basically was just given free will to pick and choose and explore what I wanted to, but never really took the option to do that. You know, my parents were very firm believers that when you die, and you get put in the earth, and that's the end of it. You are consumed, and that's the ideology that I grew up with, but had option to kind of, you know, to look around and see what was out there in terms of religion, and really nothing really sat with me at all. Until, you know, I started delving into Buddhism and learning about the power of the mind. And, you know, that really, it's only been in the last 4 or 5 or 6 years that I've had the opportunity to really start looking inside myself and try and, you know, and figuring out what my connection to my higher power was, and that I think that connection has what is the vehicle that has allowed me to get to where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Starting the channel, really having no clue about you know, running a television channel, not knowing any of the technological aspects of it. Really having no clue about the broadcasting of content out to the world, and having a little bit of experience with business in my background, you know, it certainly took a huge leap of faith for myself to quit my job, to quit the stream of steady income that I had. I have two children, a beautiful wife that I'm supporting, and the leap of faith was truly a difficult endeavor, but so necessary. You know, it without it, there's no way that we would have achieved, or I would have achieved what we've gotten to right now.
Well, and that brings up, you know, Neil Donald Walsh, a person that I really feel has contributed a lot of new thought to my life as well, and his books and his programs. The thing that I love what he says is that, you know, you can know yourself as faithful. You can know about, you know, what that would look like maybe, or you can say, well, oh yeah, I'm a faithful person. However, the only way to really be faithful is to experience yourself as faithful, to go through experiences that cause yourself to choose faith, to choose who you are in that moment. And when you look at it, the only ways to be able to do that is to be able to, I mean, if everything's going just fantastic and beautiful, there's no reason for faith at that moment. There has to be that contrast that comes up and in front of you, and really that contrast becomes a gift because it allows you to be able to, in that moment, choose who you really are in relationship to that circumstance or to that experience. And that produces that experience of being faithful, which provides the blissful moment.
Without question. And if you ever want to experience the feeling of faithfulness, then definitely quit your day job and start your own business.
Definitely, we're not saying for people out there to go quit their jobs, but
if it's not fulfilling you, then yes, I am saying go quit your job.
We only have a certain amount of time in this one experience of who we are in this moment, and really every moment is so valuable of it. And so spending your time doing something that you really dislike, and I've been there, and I know you've been there. We've both been there where we had, just because of the you have to pay the bills, everybody's comment and mantra is, you have to do this, well, you have to do that. Really, when you think about it, you really don't. You have free will given to you by source that allows you to be able to make your choices throughout your day. It still is a choice to keep that job. It still is a choice to be able to get into that vehicle or that car or that bus or whatever, travel there every day, and do whatever it is that you don't like. You're still making that choice. We live in a world, in an atmosphere of opportunity all the way around us. And intention rules. If you set your intention that you want to be able to do something that you're passionate and blissful about, and that aligns with what you want to do and is a way of serving, it will come through. It will come to you. I know that I had set that intention, and I know, we had talked about it when we first met, Glenn. You were looking for that same thing as well.
Yeah.
And it didn't really take us that long. It was
months. No. I think really, and at that point, I didn't even know what it was that I wanted to be purposeful about.
Yeah.
And really, the beginning point is just essentially setting the intention to learn what it is that you want to be purposeful about.
That's so important.
All of a sudden, the bing, one day, there it is. It comes knocking on the door, and your life is changed forever.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody today about that. They said that they don't have that passion and that bliss for what they're doing. And they can't seem, nothing seems right, and they just seem a little lost. And I said, that is sometimes referred to as the void, in where, energy is culminating behind you. And it's the time to be able to get into a state of appreciation and a state of intention at the same time. So intend for what you want and appreciate for what is going on around you, for your circumstances that you have. Pick out all the things that you love. I mean, that Brad and Matt from the JuniorAttractors.com, they always say, wake up with an attitude of gratitude and write down 10 things that you're grateful for every morning and say them aloud. And really, it's an exercise in appreciation, which brings a higher vibration, then which attracts, by means of law of attraction, attracts that which would suit you.
Right. Right. Yeah, those guys are they're amazing, those two characters. For sure. And things don't always happen immediately.
No.
If you set an intention or you have a desire or you have a focus on an outcome of something, it's pretty easy to sometimes get discouraged that your reality isn't being created right away. I mean, if we look at the state of our world, we've been creating a reality that is so far away from our natural state of being, which is in harmony. It's pretty easy to get dissuaded,
Well,
and uh, I really what it comes down to is just simply making that intention, keeping the focus, and then moving at every moment that you possibly can, moving towards what it is that your intention was. So I mean, we had a caller earlier that was talking about dark forces in the world, and you know, they are sure there's things happening out there that are you know, maybe not the most pleasant by all means, but that's the old paradigm, you know, and we're moving into a new paradigm where we collectively have now. Are just learning to remember that we have the ability to create the earth that we want to create, and create the environment that we want to create, and create the social connections that we want to create.
Exactly. So, and really talking about dark forces, when you really think about it, it's each person's perspective on dark force. Because really, when we're talking about faith, without that dark force, or without that contrasting situation that at the moment may seem a certain way, we wouldn't have the opportunity of being showing ourselves as faithful or experiencing that, because everything would always be good. Then we would not know what good really would have felt like anymore, because there's not the contrasting situation. You know big because there is small, but if there was no small, there would be no big. There would just be that.
So, but my thought is that we can move towards having the bad being not so bad, having the good being greater.
Well, and the thing is that's exactly what I had the opportunity to be able to watch the first part in the series of the Barbara Marx Hubbard movie, Humanity Ascending, and I have to say the way that she explains exactly what we're talking about through evolutionary history is remarkable. I mean, and this is going to lead really well into our pay-per-view section that we wanted to talk about. But
we'll touch on that a little later.
Pardon me?
I said we'll touch on that a little later.
But the thing is with Barbara's movie is that she mentions those things that have always seemed as if they're so dark out there have always in history acted as what she calls drivers for quantum growth. And in our evolution, if we look back in time, and she goes through it step by step by step in history, we can see that there's many times in history that, you know, our planet or our evolution has just absolutely leapt forward in quantum leaps. And it's usually been that the challenges have mounted and mounted and mounted, and it's spurted on that growth. It's acted as that conduit or that catalyst for huge growth, and that's where she really believes that we are as a planet, as humanity right now, is that the evolution that's going on with our climate, with the Earth, with those so-called the dark forces that we were talking about, anything like that, are acting as a catalyst for our Earth's next evolutionary leap forward.
It's
a very interesting thought, and the thing is too is she has all the history to back it up. So it's I really you know, everybody that is listening, I mean, check out humanityascending.com, I believe it is. It's Barbara Marx Hubbard's new movie out. We will be having it on our website as well. And actually, Glenn, did you want to mention really quickly? Did you want to go in and talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing with our site and about the pay-per-view section?
Sure. Yeah, without question. So so really, I guess, to back up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we have both taken the step into faith and have developed what we believe is to be a conduit for people to gather and gain information, and a conduit for the messages to get to those people.
Right.
And I believe that's a very important piece of or link in the chain, I guess you would say, as we move towards a greater understanding of ourselves on a whole. Mm-hmm. And so with that leap of faith, You know, what we have right now is we have a full-on multimedia device, broadcasting, communicating, connecting device that that allows us to get in contact with some of these really just these amazing minds who have just some of the most profound information coming through them to us, and we have the opportunity to broadcast that to people all around the world. Anybody, I mean, the internet is just talk about quantum leaps in evolution.
Exactly.
I mean, I am right now talking with somebody in Iran about the law of attraction, which is just that's absolutely stunning. I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. And so the leap of faith was taken. You know, we both come from backgrounds where we were, you know, in our contrast, have seen what our passion is, went for it, took the leap of faith, even though, Len, you really, you know, essentially gave up your family,
mm-hmm.
Ultimately, because this information doesn't resonate with them. And I gave up any financial structuring that I had, as did Ryan. I mean, Ryan Bloom has been, you know, he has been a pillar in the development of our project, and he's, you know, he has gone walked through his own faith,
yeah.
And you know, faced it face to face, and here we have the right now our end result is a new section of our site that we get to stream in DVD quality, spiritually based movies, empowering movies over the internet to people anywhere in the world. Anybody who has a high speed internet connection, or even dial up if they want to, you know, really wait for a while for that movie to download. But we have at the beginning of these incredible movies coming in. And we're the conduit for getting that information out to a great number of people. So we have this wonderful area of our site that we're just developing now. It's called the Viewing Lounge, and you know the premise behind it is that you can just anytime that you want to watch a movie, if I turned off my TV a long time ago. You know, I stopped watching the news. I stopped getting the newspaper. You know, not because I didn't want to be informed about what was going on in the world, but the information that was being transferred was really, you know, keeping my head down. It was,
yeah.
You know, it was just giving me, you know, not a good feeling throughout the course of my day. The first thing I do is get up in the morning, open the newspaper, somebody's been raped, somebody's been killed, somebody's been whatever.
Well, it focuses your attention on what you really don't want.
Exactly.
It was the opposite. And I just wanted to just give people a site again really quick, just so that while we're talking, if they want to jump on and take a look. So www.themanifest-station.com.
That's right. And the area that we're talking right now is the Viewing Lounge. And basically... This part of it, I mean, if movies are the same, are a lot of the same. I mean, Hollywood movies that are coming out right now, I shudder at some of them because they're just like chock full of violence. Everything is about shooting people and murders here and whatever. So we have the opportunity to broadcast movies that are uplifting for people,
yeah.
that help them. That help remind them who it is that they really are, to keep them in the state where they're in the now, in, you know, to help them. I mean, some of these movies have really helped me, you know, at times remember that the only moment that really matters is right now. The past doesn't really matter. The future doesn't really matter. What matters right now is that you're mindful in the moment.
Yeah.
Because
the past and the future are both created illusions. That in this moment, the only way that you can think of the past is to be able to recreate that in a memory. And
exactly.
The only way to be able to think about the future is to create it in an illusion of what may happen.
Exactly.
And so living in the moment, I mean, every great teacher all through history has expressed, no matter if you're talking about Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, Krishna, I mean, going through all the different of teachers and prophets, they have all expressed the same message of right now is your gift. Right now is where you're living. And worry and fear and all those other things that tend to slow people down in their life and bring them misery don't really exist, because you either have to think of the future or you have to recreate the past in your mind to be able to bring about those emotions. You know, most of the time, right at the moment is not what we're fearful. We're fearful about tomorrow, what the job interview, the not being able to pay this, the bill coming this, the family coming this, whatever it is.
The fear of failure, the fear of not living up to somebody's expectations.
Yeah,
they're all,
exactly.
You know, those are not in the moment at all. And I love, Wayne Dyer has a great analogy for it, and that's in terms of your past, you know, if you were to look at your life as right now, if you were driving a boat and your history is essentially the wake behind you, the wake doesn't drive the boat. You drive the boat. The moment of now drives the boat.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to lead into this movie. One, the movie which Dr. Pat is a champion of. She has definitely done,
huge proponent. Yes.
Yeah, she's done an amazing job of getting the message out about this movie, and really what that movie did for me was it allowed me to become once again introspective. And remind me of my ability to be mindful from moment to moment. So I think the night after I watched the film, at that time I had a 1-year-old, just over 1-year-old daughter, who was not having a very good time sleeping through the night. And you know, I'd work long days and you know, just want to go to bed and get a good night's sleep. And of course, when there's a baby waking up 4 or 5 or 6 times in the middle of the night, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
So the night after I watched that movie, you know, I'd been running on a less than ordinary sleep, as I tend to do. and lo and behold, I watch the movie and go to bed about 3 o'clock in the morning. My daughter gets up and will not go back to sleep. She's crying, she's not happy. I've tried absolutely everything, and my thought, as I started to get a little bit frustrated with the situation, my thought was that the reason why I was frustrated is because I was thinking of myself in bed.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking of myself of where I you know, I wanted to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I wasn't in the moment, at that moment, of being there for her and comforting her and doing everything that I could to ensure that she was, you know, she was safe and comfortable and dry and fed and you know, in a place where she could go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And the movie just really helped me refocus my ability to be mindful in the moment, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was in bliss. My daughter was screaming her head off, but there I was. I was so happy to be alive in that moment, and appreciative of the opportunity to be there for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, you know, it didn't change my perspective, because I know that already. That's, you know, it's an understanding that I've had. It's easy to forget. So,
well, exactly, and it's easy to be able to be distracted. The world that the society that we live in, no matter where you are, really in the world, is bent on distracting, instant gratification and distraction, and it's the opposite of mindfulness. And to be able to just go back really quick and explain a little bit about the movie that we're talking about, One the Movie, which is now available on our pay-per-view section called The Viewing Lounge at www.themanifest, www.teachers-station.com, is one that it's 26 teachers, I believe, 26 or 27, I think 26, Glenn, well-known leaders in the spiritual communities, and it covers quite a few different religions, quite a few different perspectives on a number of different subjects that are huge. Like, well, for instance, what is the meaning of life?
Yeah, what's the story? The story goes that this guy, this dude, Ward Powers, just decided one day that he was going to make a movie, and with two cohorts. Of course, none of them knew how any. This is a very parallel story to the three of us.
Yeah.
Didn't know how to run a camera. Got a mail order camera, and ended up traveling around. To different areas in the world, with a list of 20 questions that people. They're pretty deep and heavy questions, and he was able to, or they were able to connect with, as Len said, some of the world's, the world's spiritual leaders. The Father Thomas Keating is in it.
Ram Dass
is in it. Deepak Chopra,
Barbara Mark Hubbard, Raina Eisler,
Hassan Khwarizmi.
Yeah.
I think every perspective, the Islamic perspective, the
Llewellyn von Lee,
Jewish perspective, Peter, Sufi perspective. New thought perspective, Christian perspective, every perspective. The answers to the 20 questions come from every part of the globe, and really is definitely mind feeding. I guess I could say.
Well, and introspective is the word you used earlier, and it really, that's what it was for me too. After watching movies like What the Bleep and The Secret, I didn't really know what to expect with this, but I was excited about watching it. And when I sat down, it was really something that was really heavy. It was a movie that caused me to go inside and to be able to really contemplate, my place as one and of many others. The movie is called One, but the whole ideology behind it is really that we are all one, and that I was talking to somebody and they called it oneology, and it really is. It's the teaching or the belief that we are all connected, we are all one, and what you do for another, you do for yourself. And the movie brought it about in such a different, deep way that, I found that the movie, it not only did it pass very quickly for me, but it left me with a real stillness inside. And really a lot of thought for the next few days. I was really just quiet and sat with it because it's not one of those movies that, you just eat your popcorn and that's it. It's just a movie. It really does touch you deeply and allow yourself to be able to think beyond what you're normally doing during your day and so forth.
And
so,
truly enlightening.
Yeah, truly enlightening. And these are the types of movies, documentaries, workshops that we are going to be posting on our site, whether it be on the channel, which is free access 24/7. You can go to themanifest-station.com anytime and watch the free access Enlightened Internet TV channel. And on there we have people like, all the great teachers all the way around, and Neil Donald Walsh and Gary Renard and Llewellyn von Lee and Thich Nhat Hanh. And, I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and we were adding new content all the time. But you can also go now to the viewing lounge and, watch movies, documentaries, and workshops that are of an enlightened nature that feed your soul.
How is it that we went from working in corporate America, not loving it at all, to the position where now we get to talk to these people on a regular basis?
Intention. I think we all had a very strong intention as to what we wanted to be able to produce with this. I always had the idea of, when we thought about building the station, and the internet TV channel, I always had the idea of, you know, a single parent out there who is working maybe one, two, three jobs and who has children. They come home, they're tired. They don't have a lot of time to be able to give to themselves, whether they're reading or that type of idea. And it's funny, just after we launched May 15th, we had testimonials that came in of single parents, you know, mostly mothers at the time, but we had a few fathers who said, you know, they are able to come home, turn the channel on in the background, go about and do whatever they're doing, make dinner or spending some time with the kids or whatever they're going to do, and have that vibration lifted within their home. And I guess that's probably the most validating comment that I've heard yet, because that is really what our intention was, is to be able to, one by one by one, raise humanity's vibration, thus changing our world.
We just recently got an email from a gentleman from Malta.
Yeah.
Who was, you know, giving thanks and appreciation for now him being able to turn on his TV and have uplifting content in his house, uplifting programming in his house. And I mean, you know, from sitting in little wee old Chilliwack, British Columbia, Canada, you know, it's pretty powerful when somebody, when you touch the top of the water and somebody responds back to you saying, "I saw your wave," and they're on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And that to me, I think that was probably one of the most fulfilling moments so far. There's been so many of them, but
and synchronistic events and everything else that happened, because when you're living in that bliss, when you're living in alignment with your path, your true nature, things just seem to unfold. I mean, it's funny because everything I seem to go to do now, I set my intention first, whether it be looking for a vehicle or looking for a place to live or whatever it is, and the people that are behind it share my beliefs all the time and share my thoughts and look at the manifestation and want to support it. So it's hilarious because I'm seeing the reality around myself shaping around my thoughts.
I gotta say that the car, bringing about material things is nice, you know, it's great to be able to set an intention and have something arrive in your life. Of course, there's the greater, you know, the greater good of it in changing, moving towards an environment that isn't just sustainable, but is thriving.
Yeah.
Building political systems that are based on really what the founding forefathers, what their intention for the world was and for the country of the U.S. was. And those are the bigger pictures. But in your own life, hey, like you and that car is a story unto itself, because I'm blown away for it. And if you're out there, so many blessings. I gotta pass you because that was the most amazing thing that happened. Maybe Len, do you want to?
Well, yeah, just briefly. I needed a car. As we've been mentioning the whole time here, we're just average guys. I had a little Volkswagen, 86 Volkswagen Jetta that had conked out on me and my family when we were driving, and it was to be not resurrected again. it was toast. And so we were looking for another vehicle, and you know, we had a couple people and one viewer actually, and that was Thea, who came forward and said, "Here, we'd like to be able to help you." So I had the motivation now to be able to go out and find something, and I looked at quite a few different vehicles, and it didn't feel right. It just, you know, my internal guidance system, which is how I make my decisions, I check how I feel about it inside, and some people call it a gut check, but it's really something that we all have. And so I kept looking. I found one that it was all right. I talked to the guy, and I felt good about it. I felt good about the connection. He was kind. He was very thorough. Seemed very honest. So I met with him. The car was absolutely to a T what we had been asking for in the exact price range. And as I'm standing there with him, he asked me, he says, so what do you do? And I said, well, actually, I'm a co-founder for an enlightened internet TV channel. And he went, oh, yeah. And to me, that's a little strange because usually when you say enlightened, people either turn away and walk really fast, or you get this glazed over look. And I said, you sound
like... Or they roll their eyes.
Yeah. You sound like you know what you mean. And he says, yeah. And it turns out that he had watched The Secret. He was into the same authors and speakers. And when I, you know, gave him my card for the channel, he was just, you know, enthralled completely. And we at the time were looking for a web designer and an IT person. And I said, you know, and inside my head, I'm thinking, no way. I bet you anything he's going to be a web guy. I bet you anything he's going to be have IT experience. I said, what do you do? He says, oh, I have my own IT business, and I do a little bit of web work. I just started laughing. And from there, Jason has done an amazing job with our site and helped us out in so many different ways. And the interesting thing is it happens over and over and over again. It happened to me today again with another gentleman that I was talking about some other project, and we connected up, and it turns out they have the same belief mechanisms, same understandings of everything. So it deepens so much the connection of that relationship.
Right. So you really what you ended up with was an intent to have a car enter your life and a web designer, and they both showed up in the same instance.
Well, and my belief that I play with each time that I go look with something is, universe, why not make this very simple and combine the two so that we don't have to look twice. We can just have the same experience enjoyed. You know, everything happened within this experience, in the paradigm of this experience, and it's working. So, I really do believe that faith, that energy that we give out of trusting our source, trusting all that is, what God, whatever you want to call that force, sets in motion that creation of our reality. And really, I mean, whether there's contrast there or not, if we still focus on what we want. I'm a big believer in Abraham's teachings from Jerry and Esther Hicks. And Abraham has a great comment that he made that was made a long time ago about Jesus saying, he said to turn the other cheek. Many people understand that as, you know, if someone slaps you, if someone hurts you, you just turn away. But the thought was conveyed at that time that really it's turning your attention. And it was explained in turning your cheek. But if something is not of your liking, rather than to continue focusing on it and resisting it, because it'll persist, turn your cheek or turn your attention to what you do want, and only focus your energies on what you want.
Yeah,
and if we live our life through that way, we begin to yes our way through life instead of keeping bumping into things. And I mean, I'm getting better and better and better at it. You know, our human frailty sometimes comes in, and we all have falls in that way and slips. But the attention or our focus is what gifts we have for the world and those around us.
I love Abraham's analogy of the buffet table as well.
Yeah, share that.
Well, no, you're the one.
Well, the buffet table. Well, it you know, not that I've been to a buffet in a while, but it, you know, you don't go up to the buffet table. It would seem ludicrous if you were, you know, in a restaurant that served buffet or smorgasbord. And you've seen a person up there, and they're absolutely having an incredible fit that there's green beans in one of the placements there. So you've got everything else that they really like, but there's green beans, and that's what they're focused on. And now, you know, they're talking about going and getting a petition to get the green beans taken off the table. They're upset. It's ruined their whole night. And they're vexed over that's not what they want. And yet all that really needs to happen is to pass it by and say, no, I choose not that. I choose this instead, and just focus on what they want.
Exactly. So, and I mean, I guess that kind of resonates in my own life because here I am, like, oh, you know, I've been an environmentalist since I was very young, and am well in the process of relanguaging my you know, my environmental, my own personal environmental movement. You know, here I am, focused on the, focused on what's happening, what's wrong. And I'm going into the coffee shop and walking out with a, you know, with a styrofoam cup every day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm picking the green beans. I'm mad at the green beans, but I'm still eating them. So,
well, they're there.
rather than focusing on, you know, changing my habit of going in and getting a styrofoam cup every day, it's so easy to make these little changes to move us closer to our natural state of being, which is in harmony, I will repeat again.
Well, and the cool thing about it all is really realizing, you know, we're coming to an end. We've only got, I think, a couple of minutes left, 5 minutes or so, but really realizing that those perceptions are part of what's called free will. And free will is a gift that Source, the universe, God, all that is, has provided for us.
It's the biggest gift.
To be able to experience this life more enjoyably. So again, it's looking at the green beans. It's looking at the choices that we have in our life and going, oh, well, I wish there was only good choices. Well, I wish there was only this. But really, then just focus on that. And for you, for your experience, for your bit of reality, your life will become that. It will. It has to, by law, follow that. And that's really what we've done with the station, is we're focusing on the one intent we have, serving humanity, acting as a conduit for all these teachers' content and material, teachings, workshops, and being able to provide it to the world in a free access channel that is available 24/7 to people so that they can be fed as well. And we really both, Glenn and I, encourage everybody listening to the call, please go check out our site, check out our project at www.themanifest-station.
There's no sign up. There's nothing. There's no commitment, no cost. Really, all it is just going there and taking a look.
Exactly.
And the only time that there is cost involved is if you want to quote unquote rent a movie, in our interviewing lounge, with the movie is just, I mean, it's so worth it anyway.
Well, it's only, and the price is only $5.97, and really, I mean, you can't really even buy a dinner for $5.97 nowadays, and this is really feeding your soul and will continue to feed your soul ongoing. It's I cannot suggest it highly enough that people go check it out. I think that it's absolutely a phenomenal thing to be able to do with your evening.
Hey, was that a caller, or was that time to wrap it up?
It was a double beep that I heard, so listeners, you have to understand this is the first time us hosting a call, and we really, really hope you've enjoyed this as well. You know, we have, both Glenn and I, and it's getting pretty close to the time that we should be saying our goodbyes, I guess. From Len Wright, I really appreciate everybody listening tonight. I hope you've enjoyed our discussion, sort of as a fly on the wall type of situation. And we'd really like to be able to hear your feedback for the station.
I wish this it was 2 hours long, because I could, man, we could talk about this for, I wouldn't stop.
Exactly. And again, I'll say the site one more time just in case people are writing it down. www.themanifest-station.com. So it's the manifestation, which is a great play on words that Glenn thought of, and it's been a true success in our lives, and we want to be able to share it with you. It's a collaborative co-creation among the whole world, and we hope that you share it with your friends. Send the link to everybody you care about so that they can also enjoy the higher vibration programming that we continue to broadcast. Hello?
Blending the practical and the mystical, The Emmy Louie Show.